Here we will explore the true facts about Ted Parrish, CFA. Scholar, athlete, thespian, philanthropist, Ted Parrish is a multidimensional individual. Why, if Ted Parrish were diamonds, he'd be brilliant cut. And if diamonds were Ted Parrish, they'd just be cut. Because Ted is already brilliant. Ted Parrish once thought he was wrong, but later realized he was mistaken. It's said that Ted Parrish's brain is so powerful, he has to cut his hair every week. Unfortunately, co-host Bill Lako suffers a similar but opposite fate. Whereas intense thinking causes Ted's hair to grow, for Bill, it causes his hair to fall out.
We're back. This is Money Talks.
Glad to have you here. I have a question down here from... Bill Murray, is that the comedian?
I'm not sure. Yeah. The actor? He's a listener, yeah. I'm sure, right?
That's good. For decades, Gene has preached the 10-year rule. In those days, strips and bonds provided productive outlets for intermediate-term money. But with today's low interest rates, these productive outlets seem to have disappeared. Under what circumstances, if any, would Gene consider bending his own rule? Unusually low interest rates, unusually low P.E. ratios, under other circumstances. Lately, I have heard about other financial advisors who are advocating a 5 or 6 year time horizon for equity investments. Mm-hmm. Well, you might hear some that say a 1 year time horizon for investments too. Yes, we do bend the rules. And how do we bend the rules? For people who have lots of money and a 10-year amount of liquidity is actually ridiculous. And what we have done is we've recommended to those people that they take maybe the 8th and 9th year money and put it into our equity income portfolio.
Because the yield on that is what right now?
Right at 4%.
Below 4%. Yeah, about 4%. But more importantly, the dividend, we've just done a little study in-house, and it's not super-duper accurate, but pretty doggone accurate. It's grown over 7% a year.
Right, about almost 8.
Yeah. Almost 8% every year.
Dividend growth.
Actual income.
Income.
We measured it, with changes and all. Yeah.
So it was 1 year in there, 2008, I think, when the income actually went down.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what's driving us to that is, this low interest rate environment. I mean, you got to look at what's out there.
And we've kept people who ordinarily the money was in 5, 6, and 7 years that might have been in the 5, 6, 7 year instruments down into CDs.
Yeah.
And rolling them over all the time. Mm-hmm. That's what we've done. And it's we've gone out as far as 5 years. We haven't gone out any further than 5 years. We did some studies on that, and that works out. But that's fixed income again. But we're not going out to 10-year CDs.
No.
Or 10-year treasuries.
We don't lock up money that long.
I think what happens in these time periods, Gene, where we are in the cycle, is people get a little impatient. And, the market's doing so well, you'll have advisors out there who will push them to be more risky. You need to stick with your guns. You can be a little more aggressive, like you said, 8 to 9 year money, but coming a little further than that.
Well, people who don't have that extra margin of safety, we got them in CDs.
I mean, it's a case by case, but in some cases we do bend that rule, as the question asked.
Well, people sit there and say, I've got all this money that it's not earning hardly anything.
Right.
It's there for a purpose. First off, one of the purposes is that you might never need it, but it stops you from selling stocks when they go down.
Yes. That's right.
That's one of the
certainly one of
that's one of the reasons that you're in there. And so that answers that question. Yes, we do bend the rules. We're not that hard baked here.
So what do you think the market's going to do next week?
Up.
Ben, you're on the record. What?
Up, of course.
Okay. We're rubbing off on you.
You got three optimists here.
Yeah.
We don't have Lako here, so. Talk to you all next week. Have a pleasant one.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.